T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Chicago aldermen are now getting their first looks at Mayor Lightfoot's proposed city budget for next year. Most city council members talking about the mayor's budget address found little to criticize, but hearings began in a matter of days. WBBM's political editor Craig Dudlemore with a story from City Hall.
Southside Alderman Anthony Beal, a vocal Lightfoot critic, says it sounds good for the mayor to say there's only a small library property tax hike in her budget, but he points out the taxes and pension fixes must come from Springfield or the landscape changes.
We're going to get in the weeds and see what happens, but from basically what I've seen is, you know, a lot of things thrown up against the wall and see what sticks.
Freshman Northside Alderman Maria Haddon is keeping an open mind.
I can't speak for everyone else, but I know that I'm anxious to get into the budget, to weigh each proposal and all the priorities that we've been working for, priority by priority, right?
But most of the aldermen who spoke seemed hopeful and encouraged about at least some of the things in the budget. At City Hall, Craig Dudlemore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
And you'll find complete text of the mayor's budget address on our homepage, WBBMNewsRadio.com.
Meantime, streets in the Loop were tied up for hours this morning as thousands of teachers and support staff marched and rallied on this fifth day of their strike that has kept kids out of classes. WBBM's Mike Krauser was there.
The strategy was to create gridlock by marching to City Hall in four large groups from four different directions. CTU President Jesse Sharkey.
We are not giving up this fight until we get what is just and what is right. We have a desire to get back to our classrooms. We have a desire to get back to our classrooms and teach and coach and write college entrance applications and do all the things that teachers do. That is what we want to be doing. But we're not going back without some justice and fairness.
Larry Lightfoot! Larry Lightfoot!
At a later rally, the jam-packed Thompson Center Plaza across from City Hall was actually moving under the weight of strikers dancing. In the Loop, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
We'll bring you instant coverage of any resolution to the strike as soon as we get it.
Two 18-year-old men and a minor have been charged with stealing a car 5 days ago in Chicago's Northwest Side. Two kids were in that vehicle taken from a gas station on West Montrose. They were not harmed. The two men who live in Chicago's Austin neighborhood have been charged with vehicular hijacking and possession of a stolen firearm.
It's the end of an era for the Adler Planetarium. A giant crane today hoisted the planetarium's giant telescope from its home. After 32 years, the Doane Observatory telescope being replaced for a new and improved one. Director of Public Observing, Michelle Nichols, says the old telescope has provided some amazing sights over the years.
The things that people have enjoyed seeing the most, Saturn and its rings, for sure. Jupiter, the moon, the Andromeda Galaxy, and actually some staff members saw Pluto through this telescope about 20 years ago. There have been literally hundreds of thousands of people that have looked through this telescope over the years.
The new telescope will collect 44% more light and have better optics. The new lens will likely be hoisted into the observatory sometime next month. Well, Halloween seems like a good time to give you one more thing to worry about. Zombie trees.
Certified arborist Sean Kingzett says he's seeing slightly above average numbers of zombie trees this year in the Chicago area. What is a zombie tree?
It's kind of a living dead tree. Yes, to our eyes, you look at it, it has green leaves. It looks like it's doing just fine, but there might be some sort of fatal problem. The whole tree blows over or a section of the tree falls over.
Kingzett says he looks for a couple of signs.
You look for mushrooms growing out of the bottom of your tree or a lot of mushrooms growing at the base where the roots would be.
Or holes in the trunk. Kingzett says all the wet weather we've had contributes to the creation of a zombie tree. Sometimes, he says, they can be shored up. Sometimes, he says, the undead trees have to come down. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Will County reminding residents to get their flu shots. County Health Department spokesman Steve Brandy.
I put a mental note in my head. I always get it around the start of the baseball playoffs. That's what everybody should do. Pick a moment in the fall that reminds you, ah, yes, time to get my flu shot.
Now, Morant says this year's flu vaccine protects against four different strains of flu. He says it's still a protection you should have because it reduces your chances of getting the flu. Health experts say influenza activity usually begins in October.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.